What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Boss Man Show. We're going to the AUC. Morehouse Maroon Tigers coach Gerard Wiltshire here with me on the Boss Man Show to go over this program. Played in Morehouse. He's back in the building over there. Coach, how life over there for you, man?
Man, life is fantastic, man. Just try and get a little bit better every day. I think the saying is if you can get 1% better every day, you'll be all right. So that's just our goal. We're just striving to get 1% better every day.
No, Coach, let me ask you a question, man. You know, I'm a labor ATLE myself, so for you, being a Morehouse alum, man, how has the AUC transformed over the years since you've came back, man? What are your thoughts on how the transformation over there, man, in the AUC?
Well, I tell you what, it starts from the beginning, because when I was in school, there was no security booths. You know, there was no Massey Center or Bank of America building, Ray Charles Center. I think they call it the Ray Pack. None of that was there. And then the whole welcome center with the parking garage, that was just a big open parking lot when I came to school. And that's one of the reasons that made me come to Morehouse. I pulled up on Friday, I think it was around Easter, and it was about 75, 80, and they was having a beer bash. And I was like, yeah, I like this place. So, but other than that, you know, a lot has stayed the same, but, you know, a few different faces. And surprisingly, there's a few faces been there over 30, 40 years. So, you know, but it's pretty much the same. Morehouse is Morehouse.
I hear that, man. I told y'all there, man. I used to come over all the time and leave Tennessee State, come on down there and have me my AU experience, even though I'm
Tennessee State doing right, the right. And it is an experience.
So, if you know, I would say I had me a few spellbinders, a few people Clark gets, man. I was always over on Brawley over there.
Right. I probably saw you. No.
Yeah, having a good time, man. So, good. I know they're happy to have you back. So, let me ask you, man. So, how has it been getting to meet these new Maroon Tigers, man, who you're now coaching? And now they have a coach in front of them who was literally in their shoe, who can sit right. This program better than nobody else. Get that, can you?
Well, you know, I think instantly it builds a level of credibility. I've sat where they've sat. I've walked in their shoes. I've dressed in the same locker room. You know, I've been in the same training room. The weight room is the weight room. That hasn't changed. So I get a lot of things that they go through on a daily basis, but also too, because of my experiences over the last 30 years and having been at 10 different institutions, HBCUs, non-HBCUs, I know how to try and make their experience better and what we can do to get better. My whole thing is you have to raise the floor if you want to raise the ceiling. You just can't raise the ceiling. you got to raise the floor too. So that's a lot of things I'm working on, is raising the bar, raising the floor, so we can raise the ceiling and get this thing to where we need it to be.
No doubt. And you know what, Coach, having played at HBCU school, and you doing the same, you know, there are challenges, you know, but all those challenges are, like, for me, it made me better. It taught me how to overcome and overachieve and go through adversity, because it wasn't perfect at Tennessee State, but I got through. We did it together. So the lessons you can teach your young men about how things are not going to be perfect, but I can check every box, but you still accomplish the same thing. How do you teach your young men about that, the same way you and I went through when we played? And then look at us today. You're a successful coach, successful radio host for 14 years, man. How we are brave with Morehouse and Tennessee State.
Well, I think that just all starts with a great foundation. One of the things, when I came into Morehouse, I told the president, I only have two goals. I want to win and I want to graduate. You cannot not graduate from Morehouse. This is not that type of place. Right. So we got to graduate and we want to win. We need to win. That's very important. But a lot lies in our core values. And, you know, Tennessee State, like Morehouse, the Tigers, you know, and I tell them, look, our core values are trust, integrity, grit, effort, respect, sacrifice. That's Tigers right there for you. So we're trying to live those core values. And I'm just trying to show them that, you know, look at my path. Look what I've done. The sky is the limit. There are so many alums out there, so many alums that have come back who are so very successful, that sky is the limit when you leave Morehouse, right? Or when you leave the Tennessee State, sky is the limit. But we just have to help you realize what the doors are. Sometimes we have to help you open those doors.
100%, Coach. You know, and I feel like this, Coach, going to Tennessee State, man, really helped me, because I got people to look out to me who look like me, who shared my same experience, who really wanted me to be a successful black man, because you know how it is for us black men in this country. So how is it for you coaching over 100-something black young men on your roster who you can help mold and help become better men, better husbands, better businessmen, and once they leave you and leave Morehouse and go into the game of life, you know, having played a hand in their growth and development?
Well, I tell you, so I have a son who's 27. And I was very fortunate to coach him his last 2 years at college. So I look at a lot of, like, that growth and development. Again, finding and providing resources for these guys. We're going to do a lot with career fairs and career development, resume building. I give you, for instance, I just had two of my players down at the Hall of Fame luncheon with me. So in preparing them, I gave them a media script, about 15 questions they need to be prepared to answer. Told them to practice them. I also sent them video clips of interviews so they could study them. Because one way to beat your opponent is you have to study your opponent. Yes. So, and that's how we're going to be successful. You know, we're going to study and we're going to work at the task at hand. And I've been to 10 different institutions. So I tell everybody what Morehouse is getting from me is the best over the last 30 years of the places that I've been.
100%. And you know, like you said, Coach, elevating that bar, because that's sometimes HBCUs, we don't do that. We just kind of okay with status quo. We have to be willing to change and come up some, because, like, I'll be honest, Tennessee State football dresses in basketball realm still. Right. That shouldn't happen. You know?
Right.
You know, we those things like that we can correct, the simple corrections to make it better for our program. So I know you probably have some things that your programs you want to correct with the administration. So I feel like it's still taking those small steps with the bigger picture in mind to make the experience better for players and the experience better for everybody involved, support staff who are involved and care about these programs from in the trenches with us day by day.
Well, I'll tell you this. Two things I learned when I was coaching at Rice. And I was very, very fortunate that two of the gentlemen that I worked with, one of them, I recruited him and he played for me at Morehouse. The other one played for me at UMass. So I'm working with two guys. They had never worked together, but we had a common bond, which was me, and we had a fantastic 5-year run at Rice. But two of the things that I will bring with me from there, number one, defensive coordinators always say no one rises to low expectations, right? We got to set that ball high, right? High, 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 high. And then we got to fight every single day to get to that bar. And then the other thing we talk about all the time is you got to be where your feet are at, right? You got to be present in the moment. You got to understand what's going on a daily basis, you know? And so those are just some of the things that we talk about, some of the things that we're going to work on. But I think it starts with setting the bar high, you know, and then we got to go get it. And I think that's how you get better. I think that's how everyone gets better.
No doubt, Coach. Let me ask you this, man, like for your guys, man, knowing that you're in Atlanta and Georgia and how the transfer portal is, NIL is a D1 level right now, and how can you get those good high school players where you wouldn't have a chance with them now to not get them recruited the way they used to be? You show an opportunity at Morehouse to get put out that good film, because Iron Scott does not lie. You can play there fine.
Right.
Knowing that in recruiting now, knowing that the high school guys are not becoming neglected now, you could get a diamond in the rough for you then. They can really help you all build this thing out.
Well, let me say this. So when I started February 6th, it was after signing day. And so I had to build a roster. And they really told me I had no money to go recruiting, which is a whole nother story. But one of the things that I did was I recognized, I call it the power of the M. That M is strong now. I can walk in a lot of households. I don't care who you're being recruited by. You're going to at least listen to me. So we have the power of the M. So what I was able to do is go out and find through my connections. Now, I done recruited probably 25 different states in my 30 years. You know, so right when I got the job, when people started finding out, I mean, from Texas, Houston, Dallas, to Louisiana, to Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, you know, Philly, Delaware, Maryland. I mean, everybody's calling me with players. I got a guy. Wasn't recruited. Now, I have to do my due diligence, you know, because sometimes people tell you they got a guy for you and he can't play for you. Right. Yeah. So, but, you know, I appreciate it. Right. I do my due diligence. And through all of that, we were able to field a class of 40 guys, including transfers. That I believe come from 13 different states. And a lot of those are just built on the relationships myself and my coaches have over the last 30 years. I mean, you know, I have a young man coming in from Army Prep, right? He started off, graduated out of Philly, went to Army, didn't like it, came home looking for something to do. Well, the linebacker coach at Army played for me at Lehigh. So that's an instant connection. So I just use my connections to go out and research and find these kids. But the biggest thing in recruiting is you have to be present. You know, we did something in the spring that Morehouse had not done in a long time. We took 6 days and covered 120 schools in the metropolitan. 120 schools in 6 days, wow. Right? And then from there, you know, I drove back to Houston where my wife is. Well, on the way, I go spend a day in New Orleans. Hit 6-7 schools in New Orleans. Then I go spend a couple of days hitting Houston while I'm here. My DC, he drove back to Kansas City. Well, on the way to Kansas City, you got to go through St. Louis. He stopped recruiting St. Louis for a day. So, you know, we're just trying to be creative in the things that we do. But again, the power of the M reaches far and wide. So we're trying to take advantage of that.
No doubt. And you got this big platform, Virginia Union playing them. You got Howard as non-conference game as well, big profile. So the power that M around Virginia Union and Howard, those two games you're playing, giving you that exposure for the M, man, making it even more of a national brand. Has to feel good for you year one, knowing what we can use that with your connections to build off of going down the road.
Well, you know, it's exciting. Classics are always exciting, right? My favorite classic has always been Morehouse Tuskegee. Like, that's the classic of all classics. But the tough thing for us, quite honestly, is we only have two home games. And we have a brand new field over there, BT Harvey, you know, and I want to play some people on that field. So it's kind of bittersweet. We love the recognition. We love the travel. It's going to be a very difficult schedule because Virginia Union was a playoff team. We played them on the Sunday. Then that next Saturday, we got to turn around and play Howard in D.C. And then the next week, we got to play Albany State up in New York. So we're going to be traveling. We're going to be flying. But we're going to maximize our opportunities. And you know, I told a reporter yesterday, he said, well, Coach, what do you think your record is going to be this year? I said, that's not my job. I'm not a prognosticator. I'm a coach. I came to win. I'm trying to win every game.
No doubt. I hate people in my business sometimes asking stuff like that.
Your
I do.
business.
Yes, I really hate it, man. Because, I guess okay, I'm going to say this. Forgive me, fans of the coach, but I'm going to say a lot of these people did not play sports, don't know what sport is. They is covered. I actually played, so I wouldn't ask you something like that stuff, something that ridiculous. Because I actually,
Right.
and I'm a coach's son as well.
Oh,
So,
okay. So you really know.
yes. I'm a coach's son and I played. There are certain things I would never ask because I know what my father would answer. Or I wouldn't want to be asked if I'm in my father's or your shoes. Because I played.
Right.
So I just have to say, some people in my business, they have their job, they have no idea what they're doing. They just do it.
They just do it. Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I love. But like you said, man, the classes are very amazing, man. You said you want to have more than two home games for sure, because I know. Trust me, going to say I know all about that. Classic games.
Right. Yeah, playing these classes. Like the classes are outstanding, right? And I'm from Chicago, so Canton, Ohio is probably, man, the closest game I've played to Chicago since, I guess, since I was at Boston College and we played at Notre Dame. So it's great. But to be a head coach and go to Canton, Ohio, I mean, like, that's cool. And to play in New York, I got a lot of friends and family on the East Coast. That's cool. But come on down to BT Harvey. Come see us.
No doubt, it's definitely a vibe over there for sure. I've been over there for some of the games, but it's a very much a vibe over there. People, you will enjoy it. Now, coach, for the people who don't understand about the SIAC, the league, talk about how deep the league is for talent wise and coaching wise. I feel like people don't really look at it the way they should, but I want people to understand this league has some talent in it and some great football going on, great coaching going on as well in the SIAC.
Oh, it's a man, I tell you what, there are some great coaches. I just went through meetings with the head coaches. I told my wife, I'm so fired up to be in this league at this time because we're all relatively about the same age, give or take a couple years. We're hungry. We've all been to some good places, some bigger places. I think about five of us got asked the question, why come to HBCU? Why take this job at this time? Because you were doing something else. Like I was at Rice for 5 years. Right. But in this business, black coaches don't always get opportunities to be head coach.
Correct.
So when you get your opportunity, you better grab it, hold on with both hands, and do the best job you can. And I know myself and Aaron James over at Tuskegee, we're very, very fortunate that we have the jobs at our alma mater. And if you want to see some exciting football, man, let me tell you, Morehouse Tuskegee game is going to be off the chain, but I know Coach Gray over at Albany State, they're going to sling that rock. Lane College, when they step off the bus, they slinging a rock. I know Felton over at Kentucky State, he going to sling that rock to the ball, going to go up. Coach Slater over at Clark Atlanta, he a little old school. He going to pound the rock. You know what I'm saying? So, and I can tell you this, here at Morehouse, we're going to do what we need to do to win. So if we can throw it on you, we're going to throw it on you. If not, we're going to pound the rock. But we're going to find a way to win games.
And I saw Lane up close last year beat Tennessee State at home. I watched them beat us at home last year. I was like, we losing to a D2. So I kept saying,
Hey, but you know what? It's any given Saturday, right? Any
yep.
given Saturday, right? My message is always, look, they put their cleats on, they put their pants on like we do, right? Helmet, shoulder pads, mouthpiece. What's the difference? We got to play that game on that field. The media don't play the game for us. I don't care what the prediction is, they can't play that game for us. So, and I think when you show up and you're intentional and you're well prepared, good things will happen to you.
Hey, coach, pick six from recovery. Turn over on that. Hey, everything that went wrong could go wrong. Lane took advantage of it. I say, I can't be mad at that. Hey, you turn the
Hey,
ball four
they took
times, you're going
advantage
to lose.
of their opportunities. Let me tell you, when I was coaching at Morehouse before, we had a great opportunity. Two of my 3 years, we beat Howard in Atlanta. Not supposed to happen. And 1 year, we did it with a freshman quarterback. I think he was a freshman, redshirt freshman. Probably the best game of his career. He was on fire. We jumped on him. We got the lead, and we held on. But at the end of the day, nobody remembers that. They just know we got that W. And I tell everybody, there are no such things as an ugly win. At the end of the year, you want more Ws than Ls. And we'll worry about the details later.
Yes, because I think that's what you said, Coach, so important because every play matters. I don't think guys understand that. Some young guys don't understand it. A play in the first quarter where you drop a pass or miss a read or whatever, those hidden yards, those hidden things show up when it's close game in the fourth quarter, trying to either come back, hold on to a lead. Had you made a play the first quarter, second quarter, you might have had a little more cushion. You wouldn't be in where you're trying to more.
Let me tell you something. One thing that sticks with me, and I'm trying to think what year it was. It was probably, early 2000s. Delaware had won a national championship, and they're playing for another one. And this play sticks out to me. And I wasn't even coaching in the game, but this something just always stuck with me. Early in the third quarter, middle of the third quarter, receiver dropped a slant. If he catches the slant, it's six. He's running away. Game is over. It's game, set, match. He drops it. They end up punting. Another team came back, won the game. But that one play kept the other team in the game long enough. Because if they'd have went up, I think they would have went up like 17 at that point. Game was over. It was game, set, match. And that's one thing, you know, when I first got to Morehouse, our quarterbacks couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And I was like, boy, we're in trouble. But we talked, we coached. And finally, I told my quarterbacks, your job is when we throw in on airs, I need you to be 100%. Simple. If you go to an NFL camp, right, if you go up to the Falcons and watch them operate, they're probably 100% on air, if not pretty close. And then I had to go to the wide receivers and say, look now, I done told the quarterbacks they need to be 100% on air. So if they got to be 100%, what you got to be? 100%. I wasn't a math major, but if you 100%, they 100% on air, now we working with something. And then when we put a defense out there, we actually have a chance to be successful. But if you're dropping balls on air, how are we going to be successful when I put somebody in front of you? It won't work.
You got that right. And you got to go get on that judge machine too. You got to catch balls constantly. You got to constantly work at your game. Because I remember my father had me catching balls after school every day.
Yeah.
200 balls a day, coach. He had me catching balls. He didn't play.
Yeah.
Yep. Every round, draw the route tree. You're going to run your wheel. He had me doing every round.
You got to work at your craft. And one thing that I know, I believe with Jerry Rice, used to catch rocks. That's why he a goat. He used to catch rocks. But, you know, the thing I really, really look for, especially we talking about, you know, ball players, I look a lot at crossover skills. I want all my dudes to play two sports because it's so many times, you know, like for years at Lehigh, I was very, very successful coaching secondary. I was there 10 years. I had over 30 all-conference players, primarily in the secondary. We, for about 8 years in a row, we had the best corners in the league. But all my corners were high school point guards. High school point guards, at least in the old days, they played defense. They could stay in front of somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know about these new kids, but in the old days, they played defense. So that's nothing but press man. So we used to go out and press people up because I had all these point guards. They all 5'11", 6 feet, long arms. They can stay in front of people. But there's so many crossover skills. And that's one I hate when parents and coaches make kids play one sport. Right now, play it all. You don't know where your blessing is going to come. I played football. I played basketball. I played baseball. You know, I love baseball.
And I had tennis as well.
And you had tennis. And I love baseball and I love basketball more than I did football. But football paid the bills. So that's what we got to go with. You know what I mean? So I just think sometimes parents cripple their kids when they only allow them to do one thing or only encourage one thing. No, play it all. And I tell folks, my son, when he was about 11 or 12, probably 11, playing in a little league game, I never forget. He's playing first base. Somebody hits a foul ball down the first baseline. He makes the catch running into the fence. And everybody's going nuts. And they was like, man, y'all must really work that. I was like, no, I ain't never worked that with him. But you know what? He played wide receiver. So over-the-shoulder catch, whether it's a baseball or football, is an over-the-shoulder catch.
Same
motion. It's a transferable skill. So that's the thing I tell my coaches. I want dudes with transferable skills.
Amen, Ed, coach. Coach, I'm going to tell you what. It's good to have you on the show today. We got to do this again real soon. And like I told you off air, I love to come over there and see you all work, man, and come back, help you all out, coach your programs. You're right here in the backyard in Atlanta, so I can definitely put hands on your program and help you all out and be a part of what you do that over there, man, in AUC.
Man, I tell you what, we appreciate over here at Morehouse, and we're just looking forward to great things. And again, like I say, we appreciate the love, man.
Ain't that, Coach? Appreciate, I had a good time. Appreciate you so much, Coach. It was fun, man.
All right, man. Take care.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.